Yep, we're ready, Mr. Chairman.
Call this meeting in order. We got a good-looking crowd this morning. Just remind of everybody, if you oppose something, you'll be allowed to speak and come up to the podium. But if not, you'll be allowed to speak at the end of the meeting. And I've done got a couple of sheets up here. These people here that's getting the sheets will get to speak first. But you will get the opportunity to speak if you want to also. Mr. Mark?
Let's pray. Our most kind grace to Heavenly Father, the Lord, we ask to forgive us for what we fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask to be with us as we conduct county business. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the minutes of the emergency meeting September 15th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the final budget meeting September the 18th.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Approval of the regular meeting September 18th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Vouchers.
Motion.
The motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officer like to speak?
Mr. Thornton, I have a few things for a couple constitutional officers.
Okay. Oh, you're going to do it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you want to do it right now?
No.
Okay.
So under the clerk's comments?
Yeah. We'll
okay.
Right.
Need a motion to go into public here.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We have a petition by Bassel B.A. S.S.I.L. Al Rabane, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, special exception in land development regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the environmental sensitive area, ESA, zoning district, in accordance with a petition dated 8-22-2023, located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 08-08-14-6871-00-02-0070-133 Northeast 967th Street, Branford, Florida, 32008, Commission District 1, Mr. Jody Stevenson.
You got any opposition?
There's three that oppose to it.
I've had several phone calls myself. Is the is the property owners here today?
Right in the back.
Okay. What is your intentions to do to the property?
Put the yard in there and come move it to the former waterway.
Have they already been a code enforcement call on the property? Y'all was putting sheds and stuff on there wasn't supposed to be on the property?
I didn't know that a shed I was put in there for cutting the grass and maintaining the property. That's the reason why I did it.
Well, the only way I'm going to accept or release anything on that property is if you go to this man here and get some building plans to build something here. I'm not going to be for putting an RV on that property. It is so low that it floods every time that the river even tries to get out of the banks. And well, I understand you're trying to run a jet ski business out of that area. That's what I'm being told, that you're renting jet skis. Is that correct? My motion is going to be to deny at this point.
We got a motion to deny, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Uh-huh. If you want to pull a building permit for a minimum size structure, you can go to Mr. Leon and he can get you a power. But due to all the complaints from the neighbors surrounding that area, I've talked to them religiously for over a week, and they're not budging, so I'm going to have to go with the citizens that already live there.
All right, we have a petition by Mike Johnson. This was tabled from the 9-7-2023, and the 9/18/2023, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exceptions of the Dix County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an environmental sensitive area, ESA zoning district, in accordance with the petition dated 7/4/2023, to be located on the property described as follows. Parcel number 01-10-13-4512-00-00-08-40-537 Northeast 791 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood.
Any opposition?
Just the
one person that was here?
Citizen that came at the last meeting.
Okay. Is there any more of the opposition here now? Is he on the phone?
No.
All right, I went and talked to Mr. Johnson. He has went above and beyond a lot of the other ones I've improved. He has cleaned the property up. He has cleared it even better than it was, and he does have plans. He does have plans on building the house, and the papers were drew up on it, so, as far as the plans. So I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to Mr. Wood to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
And a petition by Juan and Elizabeth Azzo requesting a special exception to be granted as Section 4.7 Special Exceptions of Dix County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in a residential single-family mobile home RSF/MH zoning district in accordance with petition dated 08/11/2023 to be located on the property described as follows. Dix County Parcel Number 30-13-12-00-00-3495-00-00-58 Southeast 199 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch.
That one was tabled. I talked to everybody. Could not come to a happy medium on it. So a motion to deny.
Got a motion to deny.
Mr. Chairman, there is somebody on the phone that would like to speak.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ms. Lazo.
Okay, I just wanted to just be here just to see why is the reason why they deny it. Why don't they want it there? In fact, I actually took the eyesore that was there. I filled up the lot. I made it look nice because it was horrible, that street. And now they're denying me to put, I just wanted to put it there for now until I decide what I'm building for about a year. It's a brand new RV that has never even been used is what I want to put there.
Do you want me to answer that again?
Yes. I just want it in the records.
Okay. Your neighbor is opposing. I gave you the opportunity to fix it. I tried to fix it. Your neighbor's still opposing, and that's why.
Okay. Okay.
Any more on this? Motion to deny.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to deny. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
Motion to go back on the board.
Second.
Resolution 2023-83. That's for Mike Johnson.
Second.
That's the only one that you got right there.
Yeah, there are
all the
other
two
that passed.
Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Wood, and we got a second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
He's helping me too.
Yep.
About
the,
either it's your time or my time or
now.
Commissioner, you want to change
now.
It to now.
So I know the contract for the planning services was tabled at the last meeting due to the storm. And, you know, it's no secret that I've expressed, unhappiness with some of the services that we've gotten before in the past. I was told to look at this and see what we thought about it. You know, we've restructured the LDRs with Mr. Gene's help, and had a recommendation of Mr. Gene. He recommended that we take a look at JV Pro with helping us with planning services. Here's the pros and cons on that. I think, one, they're in line with our new structured LDRs. Here's the other benefit to the county. They're proposing a fixed fee schedule that it costs us nothing. Right now, we pay the Planning Council $13.5. Their fee schedules would cover 100% of their cost. So if somebody does want to do a zoning change or a comp plan amendment, then whatever fees they collect pays for that. We wouldn't subsidize anybody's projects with us paying from the county level out. I like that approach. I like the fact that they're willing to come in and help us train our local planning agency that we're fixing to set up and get us set up on a different path than what we've been on. I think it's, you know, insane to keep trying the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's my opinion. I know Mr. Coons is here. I know JB Pro is here. I know Mr. Gene is here.
Who's here? Where you at?
Yeah, you know, so some of the things I want to articulate and remind is that we lost a $12,000 code enforcement case due to pretty much the judge telling us that it was incorrect in our LDRs. I don't think that we had any support coming back from the Planning Council on that. You know, that's what prompted us to go into restructuring our LDRs. When it was time to do the future land use map, we were given it to us the day before, hours before the close of business, to be adopted the next day or to be read without any input in for us. And when it was time to review our structure that Gene had posed and set forth, and we held a meeting right here, everybody was too busy from the Planning Council to even attend or even zoom in on that. I just disagree with that. When we're sitting here trying to help people get things done, I almost expect for better service than that. Currently right now, you know, the change of zoning text amendment or a comp plan, it's about $350. Obviously the fees would go up higher than that, but it's their project. They want to do that, then they pay for it. So Mr. Coons will tell you that we done 13 projects last year with them, including the ear. We paid $13.5. So that means it cost us $1,000 on each one of them, plus whatever fees the customer paid. I believe the fee schedule that you see that the other counties are using will be substantially less than that, but we won't be subsidizing any of it.
The one we lost, was that the one down there in Venice?
Yeah.
Your district. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it was a two-year project that we went back and forth on, and it went all the way to the appellate court. Now, Mr. Coons, I talked to him about that. His argument is that the opinion of the judge is irrelevant, that that's his opinion, that our code is fine. What I do know is that it was relevant because it did cost us money, and it was a loss.
Yeah, and it's still getting harassing citizens down there, too,
yeah.
On about a 90-year-old lady's doorstep.
Oh, I know. I was there. But here's my thing. You asked, you know, which direction we should go in. I think we should try something new and go in a different direction. Now, I know he has multiple contracts with the county. The other ones don't involve me, so that's not mine. So
let's hear from him.
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the board, I'm Scott Coons. I have the privilege and honor of serving as the executive director of the North Central Florida Regional Planning Council. We are an association of cities and counties, over 12 county region here in North Florida. We've been working with Dixie County for over 30 years under comprehensive planning and land development regulations. We also coordinate the transportation disadvantage program here in the county for the services for elderly, low-income, and disabled, for paratransit services to get to their medical and grocery shopping needs. And we staff the local coordinating board. The services are provided by the Suwannee River Economic Council. Commissioner Story serves as chair of that local coordinating board. In terms of the comments that Mr. Wright just made, we have been providing services to the county. As you mentioned, last year we processed 13 comprehensive plan amendments and rezonings. both map and text amendments. One of those was the 7-year required evaluation of your comprehensive plan to ensure that you remain compliant with state requirements, which your plan is currently compliant with state requirements. The year before, we also assisted the county in adopting the new property rights element, which was mandated by the state legislature in order to remain compliant. You went through that process, and your plan remains compliant. Concerning the particular lawsuit, that was a special exception that was processed by the county without our assistance. With all due respect to the opinion of the court, your particular code is not the basis for the issue of that particular special exception. The special exception should have specified the specific use that was going to be permitted on that property with a site plan, which did not take place. But we continue to be available to the board and your county staff on an as-needed basis. And tell them we will do as much or as little as they want to process in-house, and we can help them with comprehensive plan amendments and rezonings. We'd like to work as the team behind the team to build capacity with your local staff to get them the knowledge and skills in order to handle the regular routine items. And when ordinary, extraordinary things occur out of the ordinary pattern, then we are available to assist with that. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions from the board.
If the county chooses not to go forth with y'all, how is that going to affect the Economic Council part of it, where we y'all transport people back and forth to the doctor's visits and all that kind of stuff?
That was my question.
The Transportation Disadvantage Program is a state-funded program. Each year when we all renew our license tags for vehicles, $1.50 of that goes into a state trust fund. Those funds are distributed through the State Transportation Disadvantage Commission under the Florida Department of Transportation. So that is a separate program. The Regional Planning Council is designated by that commission as the planning entity for those services, so those services would remain in place.
How many do y'all transport now? What's your total number? Do you have any idea?
I know on a quarterly basis, we work with 11 of our 12 counties. On a quarterly basis, it's about 16,000 trips. I don't have the numbers with me today for Dixie County, but I can get those for you.
All 11 counties,
right? Right, yeah, but I can get the numbers for you for Dixie County.
That's quite a few.
I'd like to know what our numbers is. But irregardless, if we don't renew this, it ain't going to affect that none. If it does, we'll see if it came on them.
So anything else on this? It won't affect them at all?
No, it can't. It cannot.
I'm not doing this, and
we'll see. But it ain't going to. I'm not happy with them, period. So I ain't been happy with them for a long time. I made a motion in Old Town to fire them, and nobody went with me. So I'm not for renewing this.
No, don't. Don't you sit on that?
No, I sit on that board. I'll go to their meetings. Mm-hmm. Everything that we've ever asked, I thought they had come through with. But, I mean, that's just my take. Now on the crab traps, I mean, that was, I can't hold them accountable for that, because it was the wording of the stuff that actually made it was not worded correctly.
The way I took it when it was worded on this board, I made the motion for them to have docking and Astrocene. There wasn't nothing about crab traps, period.
Yeah, sir, I can,
articulate
on that. We go back and we reviewed that. Yes, the special exception did include very specific items, and those were captured in the minutes. But when it came back down to it, it was a procedural issue that caused the appellate court judge to dismiss that case. And it came and it stemmed directly from the inconsistency from the LDRs, code enforcement, and it goes back to them LDRs should have been restructured in 2001. When the Florida Building Code was adopted and half of that stuff removed out of there. And yes, it sounds good, like any support, anything that you need, but I can document multiple times when I asked to have training. We never had no training. And then it wasn't until that I reached out to Mr. Gene that we had official training in the county. This has been pretty much me pulling this little red wagon by myself. And then anything that we sent over to them has been paperwork that I've done and sent over to them just to have the ordinance written and published. I hope that you support it and that I think we should go in a different direction. I think that here shortly in the future, we can have our local planning agency set up here. We'll get them trained, and it saves us $13,500.
I'll say this. The definition to insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And we've been doing this for 30 years. I appreciate what they've done for 30 years, but my motion is to not renew this contract.
Got a motion.
Second.
By Mr. Hatch to not renew the contract. We got a second, Mr. Wood. Now we in discussion.
On the other people that's going to take that over, if we move forward, how are they going to pay for their work that they're doing? I mean,
so there would, we would do a review across all the local counties close to us to get that fee schedule set to where it's affordable. And we had some discussion about it. That would be a fixed fee. So that if somebody comes in, they know exactly what that's going to cost to do that. If they want to do a text amendment, the printout that you got right there is a from one of their other entities that they service. Kind of shows you some of their history and whatnot. But we can have an open discussion about that.
Then at the end of the day, even going through that process, the fees are going to be substantially cheaper going through them than going through the economic council?
Well, we won't be subsidizing. Right now, we're paying for services, and part of the services that we're paying is for them processing for people wanting to do their projects.
Where's our cash come from? Taxpayers. And if I want to build something other, I should be the one who endures the cost, not every taxpayer in this county.
That is correct.
Kathy is right here.
Well, my main thing is, as long as it does not affect our disadvantage, okay. Long as it doesn't affect that in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thanks for inviting us. I'm Kathy Ebaugh. I'm an AICP certified planner. I've been a planner for almost 30 years. And at JB Pro, we work really hard to service our local jurisdictions. I spent most of my career as a local planner. So this is something that I don't do for business. I do this because it's my heart. And what we will be doing, you asked how our services would run, is we, rather than being a support to your staff, we would be an addition to your staff. So we would be here for any questions you have. If you need us to attend a hearing, we can attend hearings. We will give you detailed staff reports. You'll understand why you can either favor or not favor based on your code. We'll do an evaluation of your code relationship to the project. You'll understand exactly why you are either supporting or recommending support or recommending denial of an effort. So if someone asks why they're being denied, you can explain to them by the code why that is happening. And on cases that you need us to be here, we're in Gainesville. We'll be here for the hearing. If not, we'll work with your staff. Mr. Wright can represent. And we're just, don't look at us as someone who's behind your staff, but somebody who's in addition to your staff, being able to support your staff in every way possible. We work with Mr. Bowles. He's one of our contract employees. So we have him and ourselves, and then we also have a couple of other younger planners who work with us on our team. And just look at us as an extension of your existing staff. The fees will be paid for. You have a little bit of a one-pager that we wrote up. That was an assessment that we did yesterday of the jurisdictions in the area that their current fees, so you can see the range of different fees. We'll work with you on a fee schedule that meets your needs based on what's around you so that you have a legally defensible fee that's based on the local conditions but meets your specific concerns.
These counties you got listed on here, y'all already working with us?
No, those are just counties that we did research as to what their fees are. Those are not counties that we work with.
Every one of these is on this board that I sit on over with us. Economic Council.
Right. Those are the fees that they charge for their development fees. So all of those fees are what they're current. Actually, I shouldn't say all of them. The one that is not current is Levy County. Levy County is in the process of updating their fees. Those are the fees that are proposed in their new update that they'll be updating in the next month or so.
In this letter, it says that y'all provide services to Alachua County, the City of Alachua, City of Gainesville, City of Jacksonville, the City of New Perry, City of Palatka, City of St. Augustine Beach, and City of Williston. Is that
those
what
are certain,
you actually work with?
Yes, those are not all in this in this type of relationship. They're not all those that we are staff planners to, but they're all jurisdictions that we do work with. And the other thing that we are proposing is we aren't just a planning firm. We also are an engineering firm, a surveying firm, a landscape architecture firm, and a GIS firm. So there's two parts to the contract. One part of the proposal is for the direct planning services. That would be those services that would be provided by the department that I lead. The other services are services that could come up that you would need. So one thing that Mr. Wright and I have talked about is your GIS services and updating GIS. We have a GIS director of planning, and we have a GIS planner who works with him. So we can work on that. We could work with you on surveying. We could work with you on engineering. We could work with you on reviewing your site plans. We do that we do the site reviews for the City of Alachua. So it's not just planning. Through the other part of the contract, you could get any services that we offer.
How many counties are y'all already on contract with on the
counties? We are the county that we work with is Alachua County. But again, it's not it in terms of the service that we're offering today. The municipality there.
Well, Alachua County has.
Yeah, they
still on the Economic Council Board also.
Yeah. Again, those jurisdictions are not necessarily jurisdictions that we offer this service, but we do work with Alachua County on an extensive basis.
What did you say your name was, JB?
The firm's name is JB Pro. It's James Brown Pro.
Okay.
Professional Group.
Greg, are they doing anything you can't do? John? Okay. So song and dance there is, I don't really want to hear it because the thing is North Florida Planning Council. Are we going to take them or not take them? Because we ain't got to hire somebody today anyway. They're not the only people that does this. We got three other people total, actually four if you count Mr. Coons, sitting in this room right now. So are we happy with them or not? I'm not.
Mr. Chair, you had a motion by Mr. Hatch and a second by Mr. Lewis.
Yes.
So I think, you know.
Yeah, we any more discussion. As long as it doesn't affect the disadvantage, that's my main thing. If it affects it, I will be the first one to know about it. So we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll go down to the post, I guess, because I do sit on that board, and I think they've... But I don't understand the money issues there.
Right.
We can do a lot more research for you. Because he tried hard on that case and lost...
How much was that, 12,000?
That's
12,000. 13,500, so there's
25,500
right there.
All right.
That's a lot of work.
Let's move along. All right. Anti-drug coalition.
Ms. Patterson could not be here today, but she just wanted to remind y'all that they're having their Gypsy Opioid Response Community Town Hall meeting on October the 19th at 11:30 to 1. They'll provide lunch and a guest speaker. And I've been attending these, and they're very informative, so y'all can make it. It'd be good.
Mr. Copeland?
Morning, Board. Before I get to my manager's report, Scott, would you stand up for a second? No, you didn't. I have to say, he has done such an excellent job for us and probably the rest of the county. I can't talk for them. But he's like Mr. Scott in Star Trek. I don't know if I can do that, and then all of a sudden you get a phone call, it's done. And, Scott, I just want to say I appreciate you. Thank you very much. And Commissioner Hatch, all your work that you've done for our community, thank you very much also.
No clapping? Come on. I'm the one who directed him to Scott.
Currently, we have 947 active accounts. We've dropped by 4 since the hurricane, and I expect that to go down. Basically, mine's going to be the aftermath of the hurricane. Right now, our water plant is running at 100%, which was a challenge in the beginning. First 3 days, it was touch and go, and after that, it was, cross your fingers, it's going to work. But we got that back up and running first, and we had some issues. We had cleanup crews that would come out, rip up the fire hydrant, and go, oops, and then put a bunch of seagrass on top of it so nobody would know. And that's really hard to find a leak that way. There was a lot of other things with nobody cared about property lines. They would drive over people's yards and stuff like that. We have meter boxes and meters broken, water meters broken all over town. So we're still working on those. The sewer plant, it is up to 100%, but the other side of the sewer, the grinder pumps in town, might as well say 100% of them went under at least 2 foot of water. And right now we're looking at probably a minimum of a 95% failure rate. Thanks to Scott, we have 951 grinder pumps and assorted other things that we've worked out with the state that they will be taking care of. There's other things we're still working on, which I'll get with you on the lift station pumps and the meters and stuff. We did do the full-time residents first, but there are Band-Aids on gaping gashes are failing horribly. Good thing is we did start getting product in this week, and hopefully by Monday we'll have the last tractor trailer full of product and we can start doing real repairs. Due to the failures, we did have to purchase a vacuum trailer. It's been a godsend. People, their sewers have been filling up, and we can go out there, suck it out, and it's we would have an EPA nightmare otherwise. Due to the storm, we also had to estimate billing. We did it twice, and I'm hoping this month we will not. We are still running a lot of overtime because of the failures. Our on-call employees are getting 65 hours plus overtime a week. We also, the Suwannee Water and Sewer District Board voted that customers that had homes that were damaged or to be demolished, that we would suspend their services for 1 year. without any payments. And then a year from now, we'll pick up the payments again just to help them out. Also, since the fiscal year is over, we are just about ready to send our stuff out for our audit for the first time ever. This same year fiscal year ended. So, other than that, thank you. And if you have any questions, and
that was a nightmare down there, and I personally want to thank Steve and his staff. They went above and beyond, and Scott, for what you did for them down there. It's really, what was that number, $4 million?
Right now, I think we're at, what, $4.5 million that the state is going to pay?
Yes, yeah, so without the labor, so please don't leave. I have, for my part of it, I need to address some stuff with you.
Okay.
So, but without the labor, and the labor is another $1.8 million on two contracts.
Around $6 million.
So roughly about $7 million is what we've gotten for the Swanee Water Board.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. It's been a challenge, and we have our next challenge is to do all those repairs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey?
Good morning. Just a few quick updates. 362nd, 364th construction is still ongoing on that, progressing along. The fire station, we're completing the fire protection system. The fire protection engineers are working on that. We have sprinklers within the buildings, plus we've got the ability to be able to fill up trucks at those sites. So they're working on that, and we should be finished once that's done and be able to put that out on the street. CDBG application, we're still, the environmental review process is still ongoing on that, still waiting on that. 82nd Hal Chairs, we're doing our review internally before we submit to DOT for their review. County Road 340, the contract is about 90% complete with the punch list. They are looking or evaluating the plans didn't call for us to go all the way to the bridge, but during construction, the pavement was extended to the bridge. When you do that, there's a joint there that has to be addressed, so they're looking at it's a neoprene joint to replace that, to cover that bridge joint. So we're having them evaluate that. Tuesday, we have a meeting with the Sheriff's Department and Dwayne and his staff on the evidence room out at the Sheriff's Complex to kick that off. Look at
that's the appropriations award from last fiscal year. I'm going to be submitting for phase two of that this fiscal year.
We didn't get all of it. We got not quite half of it, what was asked for, but it's enough to at least get started and then ask for the balance. Along those lines, Steve's still here, but because of the hurricanes, remind you that anything we can tie to that, you're still in a recovery mode, but look at facilities and look at issues that you may have, but there's resiliency money out there, and there's going to be other funding vehicles that become available to you that if it's tied directly to Hurricane Idalia that you'll be eligible for. Specifically, like the Swanee Water and Sewer District, there are lift stations down there. There's resiliency money to get those up so we get that out of above a storm surge elevation to protect those in the future. So just be aware of that. We'd be glad to help you out in any way, help the district out as well. That's all I have.
I got some spots on 340 I'd like you to, me and you to look at together.
Okay.
If, whenever you get time.
That it?
All right. I'll get in touch with you.
We had a stormwater task force meeting on Tuesday, wasn't it? And we were talking about waterways. And it's mainly on our company land where trees had fell and blocking up waterways and this, that, and the other. Is there anything, you said something about resilience or blocking waterways that the storm has caused? these trees wouldn't have failed if it wasn't for the storm.
Right.
So is there anything out there? Did I word that correct, Dwayne? You know we was going to look into that?
Yes, as far as the cleanout, I did talk to Scott yesterday about doing the work and then applying for it in the PW to see if we could get funding back from it.
But is there something
specific project or an application to submit? You talking about like to clean the other side of the canal?
Yeah.
Clean the trees out of it.
Clean the trees out of it. We got markers and channels that's missing. I know we do in Swanee. I'm quite satisfied. Horseshoe and Gina's probably the same way. McGriff Pass is still ugly as heck. Some of our roads down there in Swanee is awful.
I believe Taylor County got money to clean out waterways. Mm-hmm. So the short answer is I think there's ways to be able to do that.
We're getting waterways cleaned out right now.
Okay.
Yeah. DEP has actually got that under contract. I think he's specifically asking inland our canal systems. Is there another?
Yeah. Okay.
Get that agreement.
On private property?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not come out there cleaning out canals and doing dredging or just getting the debris out?
Just the debris out.
That was about
if you go there to the point in Horseshoe, there is no channel no more. It is filled in. It's a big sandbar.
Yeah, that was about
that rim canal. You cannot get out.
But I'm telling you, there's some stuff out there that this hurricane has affected dramatically. I mean, you can go back to the roads down there in Swanee where these heavy trucks is running up and down and trying to get the debris out. They're destroying the roads.
That it should be part of your...
That can be used as a PW.
Yeah.
But if you really need your services to state that it was done for the
cleanup.
We need to look at
that pretty hard because they are. I mean, Steve, you down there every day. You riding them roads and you see what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I've lost all my feelings.
Yeah.
So,
and he can't afford to lose no feelings.
You've got a document and determined that was a result of activities associated with the hurricane, but those public facilities can be covered. Private property, we kind of mix that in there with it. Private property is a lot more problematic on that. Normally that becomes more of a public assistance on the private side for them to be able to do that.
Well, we need to look at that through two different lines, the Stormwater Task Force and through the county, honestly. Wouldn't we, Dwayne?
I would guess, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, today on my manager report, I'm going to ask to get some of those canals cleaned out based off the
recommendation.
We're going to pay for it in-house and see if we can get reimbursed. I don't know how to tie it directly in on that private property.
I'll check with DEP and DEM on that and see how we can make that happen.
See if you can check with them and pay it where we don't have to wait on them to get reimbursed. That'd be great.
The issue you're going to have on that private property is that it's not a designated waterway canal that's owned by the county. It's private property. It's the property owner's responsibility. So, and with the timber company and stuff like that, if we put a truck in there to clean that canal out or that waterway, whatever you want to call it, that ditch, you will not get reimbursed on that. FEMA will dig their heels in unless you can do through the resiliency funds and stuff like that 18 months, 24 months down the road to do it. But to get it done right now, my recommendation is not to put a county truck on private property to clean that waterway out.
What happened during Michael is a lot of that activity happened post-storm, but the state actually secured some funds to help clean those areas out. So it may have to be done through a future grant to be able to do that. Again, it's tied to hurricane right there.
Yeah, but the thing that bothers me is just an example. We had a water gate. Remember the water gate thing with a piece of wire up underneath it? And we started noticing backup. And it took, once we found the problem where the bottleneck was at, it took 3 days for that water
to leave
there. So if you do the same thing down there in them flats and them woods, you're backing all this water up on our people in town. and the hammock area and the,
yep,
all that. So there's got to be something there to prevent that from happening.
Hatch, I think the first thing is to have a task force. If you can map out these areas or have someone map out and so we can quantify it, then we can actually put together some sort of application and some sort of discussion with the agencies to see about getting some funds to be able to do that.
Yeah, there's got to be something out there.
The task force knows where these areas are. So,
but now today I'm going to ask for y'all's approval to move forward to get the quotes to get the work done. And when I get that bill, I'll submit for reimbursement request. But in future, I think what Commissioner Hatch is asking, we need to look for funding when this happens to get it all cleaned out, have something in place or have a funding source in place, not on the back end of it, I guess, is what
I'm
saying.
Well, at the Water Management District's meeting earlier this month, or last month now, I did address that with them in that these storms, we concentrate on roads, we concentrate on housing and businesses and all that like we should, but a lot of times one of the things that gets forgotten in our communities is our waterways and being able to get that water off, because in the future it's still going to rain, we're still going to get floods, and then now our waterways are blocked and then we create artificial floods that we didn't have before.
That's exactly what I don't want to happen again. Mm-hmm. Literally, I don't know there's a commissioner sitting here that wasn't in somebody's living room and ain't going to need equal water,
yeah,
inland. And that's, mm-hmm, something we don't need to forget just because it's dry now. Now's the time to start preventing that from happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important everywhere, but it becomes more important for places like Dixie because we don't have a lot of elevation change to work with.
Okay, that's all I got.
Anybody else? Thank you, Mr. Gray.
Thank you.
Mr. Lochner.
Chair, Commission. I'll be brief, just a couple of things. Mr. Greg hit on Palm Drive. We are doing striping today and starting grubbing probably either tomorrow or Monday. So we're just about to wrap that up. 351 design has went to the 90% with estimates went to DOT this morning. So we're about to wrap that up soon too. So. And the only thing I would add on, Mr. Hatch, is if you like, I can reach out to DEP Director of the Coastal Resiliency Program, which is separate from the Resilient Florida. But we're, as you recall, you just approved at the last meeting for UF to do a vulnerability assessment for Dixie and Taylor and Jefferson. It won't help at the current time, but when that is done, that does open you up for additional funding through that program to do things. So maybe that's something we can look at as a future pot of money. But I'll reach out to Mr. Eddie on that and see if that's some additional pot that we can look at. So that's all I have, unless you got something for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Miss Cindy.
Good morning.
Good deal. Thank you, Miss Cindy, for everything you do. Mr. Freeman. Okay. Mr. Chauncey. Johnson's not here. Mr. Leon.
First, I want to say thank you for the support and moving forward with new planning services, and I'll get with the other two agencies here in the room, and I'll have something brought back to you for the next meeting for us to discuss. The
we will need to go through the
regular
bidding process.
Advertise for that services.
Mm-hmm.
To get,
even if it costs nothing to the county.
I don't. If I can't think of. If we got all three of them, we'll do it for nothing, okay? I think we're in that same boat, though, as far as it's a service we require.
That's fine.
And
if we go to a contract with them, I feel like we should advertise for it. I mean, that'd be illegal.
Yeah.
That would be illegal.
Right. And that's where we stand.
So since we're talking about legal stuff, it brings me to road closure questions that my office is getting. So Mr. John is here. He had questions for you about that. I told him I'd ask when I got here.
My understanding is they haven't spoke with me exactly but about it, but the Mr. John's group, I think that's the group we're talking about.
Correct.
And he can probably speak directly to it, is willing to withdraw their request to modify the density in return for leaving the road open. I mean, it's kind of a win-win for the county. Our argument to you would be that the road provides a service right away of easement that we would need to supply services probably to a new housing district anyway. We have to have a right away somewhere to get into it. I recognize that we've got some opposition down there. Ultimately, that's y'all's decision. If you do, you will have to go through a public hearing, the whole process thereof. And there remains the question as to whether or not, being a platted subdivision, we can abandon the road without affecting that plat. With this recommendation or the agreement with the would reduce the number of housing that's going in down there, which would be a benefit. They're going to build bigger, larger houses, which of course would be higher income. Because of course, if you get a bigger house, it normally costs us more money, which would increase the tax base from the people down here as far as the new people coming in, and would also allow them to obtain the services that we'd have to provide through water, electricity, sewage. But I'll let Mr. John answer any questions, because of course that's
exactly where we're at. Mr. Sykes and I talked about it. We'd be willing to compromise on the density, not even ask for a rezoning. But that road has to be open for us. We need that, that road. And when we purchased the property, we examined the records. That plat specifically says that road is public forever. If y'all went against that, that would be going against law, because that's established. You have a right as a citizen to rely on the records that are recorded at the courthouse. It's an established road that has been designated public forever. In those words.
As long as I've been alive, that road's never been open. And I'm for closed. I mean, no one has ever traveled through that road.
Never had a reason to.
I traveled through it.
Well, I have never. But since I've been born, I haven't. It's always been closed.
Well, you had a right to, because it's public.
I never had no reason to go down there.
Yeah, well, we got a reason.
This isn't really for, there's no vote here.
Oh.
It's just a discussion to know how we
proceed
for the future right here. Either A, you leave it just the way it is, nothing changes, the zoning stays in place, the road stays in place, it is what it is, everything moves forward, or we go...
Yeah, we'd have to have legal representation. If you don't let us have that road, we have no choice. It devalues our property. There's a dollar amount that can be
accounted. I went down there and looked at it, and it looked like, to me, it's a health hazard as far as there's big shackles coming down off the power lines
are going to be right on the edge of that road.
And there's a 90 or a 45 right there on it. Right, and the shackles are on both sides of the road, and I
don't think they're going to move them. You know,
the power company, just it don't look safe to me. That's just my opinion.
So, when you first got up, say what you said when you first got up there, Mr. Leon, that you...
So,
there's an application that got turned in to close that road. I didn't process it because I wasn't 100% sure if you legally could process it, because that road serves the piece of property that this gentleman owns. I brought it to Ms. Chana, turned it in and said, hey, before we even process this, is this a legal request? Because there's no point in processing something if it's not a legal request. Ms. Chain has went and reviewed it. In that time frame, Mr. John said, hey, you know what? Instead of creating a bunch of controversy and trying to get a higher density, if everybody just leaves the road alone, they'll let the zoning stay where it is. That's not for me to decide, but we just need to know for this gentleman which way he needs to go, because currently it's set up to be advertised and to be on the next agenda for the density change. The man has done stated he's willing to withdraw that, keep the zoning the way it is, the road stays the way it is, they go on developing their property. The road hadn't been open because the property's never been developed.
The power company's told me they're going to fix those lines.
So that is a separate land issue. That's not for us to really bring up here, that what we think is safe is not safe. That's not for us to decide here.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's an opinion, and that's for the electric company to decide.
Here's my opinion. Santa, I'm not going to say one way or the other which way I'm going to go, because I still got a vote on this matter. And there's a sunshine law that we've got to uphold too, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So without this being processed, we shouldn't even acknowledge one way or the other.
No, we have addressed it. It's all come before you leave in open forum. So as far as that goes, this is not something we're talking about at a round table somewhere else. This has all been in front of the public, so we're good on sunshine laws there. The application Mr. Leon does have for the road closure, he does have the application for changing the density. So all of that is stuff that's going to come before the board. And, of course, it's not here right now for y'all to vote. Basically, we're in discussion.
Okay, so my discussion is this. Can we legally close the road?
It would require a public hearing. And at that point, there is some question as to whether or not a platted subdivision, because it is platted, making changes to a previously adopted platted subdivision, that is where your legal question lies. Can you legally go back and do that? You can. There is procedure for it. You're going to get opposition from Mr. John's group, which could end up before a court with extensive legal fees and legal arguments as to what is in the best interest of your citizens. You've got a group here that's trying to develop an undeveloped land. Again, I'm just laying out the facts for you as I see them, which is a big push in Florida. As we know, with all of these housing initiatives, we need housing. He has a right to access his property. If this was just a single, if he owned only that one section, he's bought multiple pieces and has got them conjoined right now, which is the issue he's got right now. But the, not telling anybody how anything can go, but if that was a single citizen that owned that piece next to that end of that road, you would not be able to close it because that's the only access they have. But because he has a larger section, he could possibly access it from a different way, so it's not totally landlocked.
Right.
You know, again, I think a real issue is going to be the divided subdivision with a designated road, as he states in a deed that says forever, and it has been open, even if we've not had people actively driving on it for multiple years. And again, the maintenance and all on it, that's something that I'm sure if someone's called, we went in because it's a county road. It's like a lot of our other county roads. We may not maintain it every day. It's on our county roll, and if they called and it's a county road, we would have maintained it. Therefore, I think you're looking at it being county property, a county maintained road for 30 years or how long it's been, or 60, if it's been there all of David's life, because me and him are close to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, with all that right there, that was some good enough for my question.
So
here's the question. Can we legally close the road or not? Because at the end of the day, we got a developer here wanting to build homes. We got some residents who wants the road closed. So we're in stop mode. We're at the red light. How do we get it to turn green? Either yes, you can do this. No, you can't. I mean,
and like I said, I think there is a vehicle that could be addressed and possibly used to close it.
Let's get in it and let's go and make a decision.
Not my recommendation.
That's what I'm saying. Recommendation. We need to say it's the road can't be closed and let him proceed on. If it is your recommendation, we need to let the other people make the petition to close the road, then we'll vote on it. But until then, we have got to get a happy medium. I know he's been here for months and months now. He's had to
hold our project up. I can't.
Yes.
I can't bring you a plat.
Exactly.
That's
right. So he don't know what to do. So if it's your recommendation not to close the road,
that
legally,
is my recommendation, and that's one reason I went through what I did and laid it out for you. I think, you know.
Don't process it, Leon.
Okay.
I'm for getting it closed.
My next question is,
but you can't. I mean, your attorney just said no.
Who's going to ask Mr. Lytle to move his fence?
That'll be Leon's department.
So that would be initiated through a code enforcement case, no different than the lady who had the fence on the right of way down in Swanee.
No, Steele.
Steele. Oh, no.
Not the county road. He's talking about actually in the actual subdivision.
Over on Mullet Road.
Right. And so if there's a complaint filed on it, then we'll process it. So ultimately, that's how that works. Okay.
Thank you all very much.
So, Mr. John, do we keep the agenda on the docket?
I want to completely get it finished. We'll go ahead and withdraw the density petition. We won't change the density.
So you won't need no zoning change?
We don't need a zoning change. If we get that road done, I'm going to do a plat. Because we've lost so much time, when we get that road open, I'll do a plat, submit it to you with the current zoning.
Ms. Ross?
I'm just one person, but I think, speaking at least with my family, if we're willing to compromise, if they're not going to ask for a higher density, I think the majority of the people in Gina will be okay with that. The higher density was the problem. If we have to compromise on that road that's already platted, I'm okay with that if you're going to withdraw and ask for higher density. So I do appreciate you thinking about the community and willing to compromise.
Yeah, that's the way we feel about it.
All right, so we'll withdraw that application based on his request.
Not based on his request, based on the legal.
Well, he's talking about the
We're talking about two different questions.
Correct. No, the petitioner for the road closure is not here, but we'll let them know that we can't process that.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for settling that. Okay, that brings me into my next question. So it has to go to advertising for bid for planning services?
Yes.
So when will that get advertised? Because, as you know, we got a project that they're going to be able to submit pretty quickly. I guess
we can put it in a paper. We'll get the advertisement prepared tomorrow. Send it to the paper. It's got to run for 2 weeks.
Right.
And then we've got to open the bids and then submit back to the board a recommendation who to go with.
Okay, perfect.
So it's a process. So you and I can get together in the morning on the advertisement.
Yes, sir. Other than that, it's been busy in the building department, and don't get me wrong, I'm always happy to see houses that want to get built because you lost a pile of houses in the storm.
Yeah.
You're going to need them back. All right. That's all I got. Unless y'all have anything for me.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
He's out of state. Yes, me.
He's on his way roughing it. They'll be leaving it sometime this afternoon. I only have a few things. There's some papers I laid on in front of you. You'll see the FEMA Dixie data operations. It's this one here. As you can see, the individual, this is for the person. I won't receive the yesterday's until this afternoon. But if you look in the middle, it says the DRC Disaster Recovery Center's total numbers. The one at the library, that's the library, and it's receiving roughly about 25 individuals a day still at this point in time for residents coming in, checking on status, first time applying with FEMA for their individual assistance or anything like that. You'll also see some of the debris counts and stuff. With that, if you'll look at the debris counts, if you look at this page here, we are at 90 to 95% complete of the first pass. And we'll do a secondary pass. If you look on the second page of that, it's $3,214,501 that have been spent as of yesterday to pick up debris. It's a $6 million contract that if the county would have had to pay that, right now, that is now. This is just roadway debris.
Yeah, just what you for see clarity, here, this is the DOT.
This
agreement.
Is a DOT contract. This yeah. has nothing to do with waterway debris in Suwannee, Horseshoe, or Gina.
And we are not paying the tab for clarity.
Okay. We are not paying that tab at all. I do not know what the DEP contract runs because that was strictly between DEP and the contractor. They did not give us privy to that information. The second part of the debris I have is the C&D debris that we had in Horseshoe and in Suwannee. We reached out to the state to ask for the five steel-bodied walking floor semi-trailers to remove that debris from our coastal two roll-off sites and go straight to Osceola. That's roughly about a $2.5 million contract. They are complete with Horseshoe, and I believe 95-plus percent complete with Suwannee as of this morning, picking up the debris. So with that, once they complete their project, they're done. They go back to South Florida or wherever they're at, and we have to, as a board, we have to think about, are we going to leave those sites open for C&D? Are we going to go back to the way it was pre-storm, where we put a 20-yard can there, and if you have C&D, you put in that can, and it goes back to wherever it goes. I'm not a solid waste person. I don't know where it goes. I just know it leaves that site. And then, or do we open it back up, and we start running the situation we were in 3.5 weeks ago, where we have a 40-foot high C&D mound at these sites that we have to pay to get rid of.
Can I give you some clarity on that?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a motion. Once Scottman gets all his C&D cleaned up from Suwannee, Horseshoe, and I think Gina, which Gina. I think the county has.
The county's picked up Gina because there was very little
once
in
all
Gina.
All that stuff is cleaned up. We go back to normal operations. Normal hours, normal everything, and if the state will pick it up beside the road, they put it beside the road. But it does not go into our roll-off sites. That's my motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
As soon as it's cleaned up,
yes,
whatever the date is.
Mr. Chairman, when is that mission up?
That mission is up on the 19th or when it's completed, whichever comes first.
Or later.
What about the big old...
Right.
It was a 30-day mission.
But what if it runs into 45 days? What if it runs into 31 days?
Their mission, they're at 95% complete now.
I
will have to ask for an extension.
Yes.
If it looks like it's going that way. I was told by the contractor that by the end of this week, being tomorrow, that they will be 100% complete of both of those sites.
All right.
And they will be contacting the state.
Who inspects this? Do you go around and look at...
Myself and Dwayne.
Okay, whenever y'all get the final inspection and say, yep, we're done, we go back to business as normal. Or they put it beside the road.
Okay. I don't know how they're doing it at the other sites. I know in Horseshoe they've already stopped taking the C&D back into the dump. And what they've been hauling out, they've been coming with a double
truck trailer deals, drop a thing and haul them out.
That's on the road side.
That's that DOT contract. They can put it in that, and that's going to continue. That one was 120 days.
Yes.
So there's no reason for y'all, in my opinion, administratively, to allow an individual to bring it back to our site
and put it on the ground.
Put it on cost for us when the state is given an avenue for it to be on the side of the roads and for them to handle it.
All right, we got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Just as soon as Dwayne and Mr. Scott says it's complete, go back to normal operations and hours. And I heard a second Mr. Osteen, and I think Mr. Wood, too. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Second, another thing I have, if you'll look at this form here, it's the dashboard for the state illegal assistance housing plan. If you look at the green little green section for now, this is just strictly for Dixie County. They have allocated $5,982,936. That is either distributed to individuals within Dixie County or is approved to be distributed. So it is already assigned from FEMA's checkbook going to individuals. That breaks down to repair and replacement of homes is roughly about $4 million. It's 558 individuals. Rental assistance is $595,000. It's 382 individuals. And other assessment needs is $1.4 million. And that's roughly about 1,500 individuals within the county have received those funds. So that's the breakdown on what FEMA has paid out to our residents within Dixie County as a 10-4 at 3:30 yesterday afternoon is when that was done. So I just wanted to let y'all know on that side of what's been paid out to our residents on that side. The couple other things I've got is with Mr. Steve, I'm being told that most of the grinder pumps are on site.
Yes.
They are in the state and the installers are in a quabble about who can tell who what to do.
Don't try.
The state, if it was up to the state, they would have told the contractors to pound sand and they'll find somebody else. But Mr. Steve has spoke with them and has set up zones for them to start working in that zone. The thing I want to tell you is just for your information, the state is not going to contract with them directly. They're going to be a state sub. So I'm going to use AG&G Environmental as the main installer, and then Johnny's install service will be a sub underneath them. So if they have issues, they can tell that contractor to leave the premises. You're fired, is what I was told yesterday.
Okay.
But that's usually a lot more cleaner words than what they were dealt with the state, because he didn't like the idea of we couldn't tell him where to start. They were going to pick and choose where they started on that side. The comfort stations in Swanee are being removed Wednesday. So the toilets, the shower units and all that, the state has pulled that plug, and they will be removed on Wednesday, so we'll have to use that back truck more. The DRC in Carl City is still open, and I have a contract for land use to sign for another 30 days. I've sent it to Ms. Cindy to see if she had any issues with it. She does not, so I'm going to sign it today and send it back to them.
That's an additional how many days?
Another 30 days.
Okay.
Now, we can close that contract at any point in time.
Okay.
But they do them for 30 days at a time.
Understood.
So the mobile DRC is in Horseshoe right now up until the 7th, and then it will change and go back to Swanee. It does 4 days in Swanee, 4 days in Gina, 4 days in Horseshoe, and it's doing that rotation. As of this morning, it started yesterday,
and they saw one person yesterday, and there was nobody in as of 9 o'clock this morning when I got the email. So those are set. The state and feds are looking at a housing mission for Dixie County. We have, right now, we have 130, I can't remember off the top of my head, individuals asking for housing assistance within Dixie County. That's the FEMA trailers, the travel trailers that they bring in. The issue is FEMA will not put them in a flood zone. So they want to look at RV parks, putting them in an RV park. Most of our parks within the county are full. They asked if I knew, and I've talked to Mr. Leon, of any RV parks looking to expand that have the footage to expand, but at the time when they built the park didn't have enough funds, FEMA would come in and build that out for the whatever the time frame is, sign a contract with them that FEMA owns that section of the RV park for the 18, 24 months, whatever their contract is, and then when it's said and done, it reverts back to that landowner or RV park owner, whatever, mobile home park, whatever it is. So, or if the county wants to become an RV park, I understand, but I'm just putting that out there. They said if the county would like to, and the county has property and wants to start an RV park, they'll be more than happy to do that, but they would prefer to have city water and city sewer, or let me rephrase that, a municipal water supply and a municipal sewer system attached to it so they don't have to do septic systems. I don't know of anywhere within the city that we have. So, and the last thing I have, two things I have, is one, the LS, local state of emergency. I need to extend it since we still are dealing with debris and everything else on the ground. And
you need a motion?
For the
yes.
What now?
Well, it'll be for. Well, no, that's. This is the new one, and then once we get it, I'll go back in.
Local state of emergency.
Local state of emergency.
Didn't I hear a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Okay. At the last board meeting, you gave me authorization to contact the chairman for the off weeks. I have two of that I need you to ratify and make those motions to change, not to change, but to approve, because the chairman approved.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Thank you.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
And the last thing I have is just information.
Chairman, one moment, just a second. If for the record, can we put those numbers in the record?
Resolution number.
Resolution 2023-110.
Would y'all take a vote on that?
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
And resolution 2023-111.
Motion.
And a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's two things. You'll see this. It's a farmer's recovery that the Department of Ag and a few others will be at the library. So if you have any individual farmers that had damage, this will. It's a special for them to go in and talk to their representatives and everything on that.
Yes.
Yes, that does cover aquaculture. It's on the. It's Wednesday at the library, starting from 9 to noon on that side. The last thing is, myself and Dwayne and finance and all will start meeting with FEMA next week to start writing PWs and doing damage inventory sheets. So that ball is starting to move right now.
We should have our insurance report from Synergy through FMIT telling us what the check could be cut for minus the deductible. So I'll have that, and we'll start preparing to recover from that.
Yes. So we'll go from there. Okay. Have you mentioned about the possibility of getting that
No, I have not. I wanted to, for us to sit down and see if it was liable. What you're talking about is a community disaster loan, and that what that does is it backfills the budget from where everything was deplenished from storm. We've got a meeting, a virtual meeting with the finance and Dwayne next week on it to see if it's even something that is applicable for us to do because of some of the hoops we have to jump through because it's a federal project. It's a federal loan, a federal projects on that side. So once we get that and we see that it is going to be a viable project for us, we're going to move forward on it with your permission once we bring it to you and do that. I did also talk to them, like I spoke to you at the last meeting, on the 12.5% waiver on that. I talked to the state. They advised us to hold off on requesting that until we have our projects done in the works so we know how much to ask for. Because right now, if we ask for a waiver for $10 million and we only have $1 million worth of match, it's going to be a little awkward. Mm-hmm. So they said the only thing you'll have to do is wait till it's closer to the end and do that, and then we'll cut you an extra check if we have to on that side. So it'll be 100% storm instead of an 87.5% recovery rate for the county. Anything? Y'all have anything for me?
I have a couple of things. One thing, I know everybody laughs about the RV park deal, but I'm sitting here thinking about it. If FEMA's going to put it out all the money at the end of the day, if the county has some property somewhere, we could do that. When it reverts back to the county, then we could sell it.
But those funds
back in the county. You cannot sell it, sir. It'll be a county-maintained RV park.
So the individual that they, if they go in and upgrade an individual's RV park, they cannot sell that RV park.
That I'm not sure. I know the county government, they said we cannot sell that property. And we don't have anywhere within the town, or I say the town, up in this area that has municipal water and sewer.
We got rid of the dumpsters. We don't need a trailer park.
So on that side. Try to get them to ask if we can put them in Horseshoe and Swanee. And we'll expand the parks and make them nice and put full access at the parks. But they said it's in a flood zone, they won't do it.
I don't know why they say it's in a flood zone.
I don't either. They just wouldn't do it.
Garto Spring, well, it's in a flood zone.
Flood zone. All of our parks. Right?
All of our parks. The only park that's not in a flood zone is Waldo Park.
Waldo Park. Wait a minute.
They don't have municipal water.
Well, 351 U's not in a flood zone.
It doesn't have municipal water.
Purpose?
No.
Turner Point?
Turner.
It's on the river.
It's in the flood zone.
It's in a flood zone.
High bluff right there. It ain't in a flood zone right there, would it?
So,
we got a young man back here.
We stopped in front of the owner of Putnam Lodge here in town. Y'all kind of talked him out of that possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll give that the information to FEMA and them and see where it goes. But it has to go back to zoning. If they don't have enough, the zoning footprint or anything else in that, it can't be done. I tried the gentleman from Alaska that's building the one on 19. If he was a little bit further along, I think we could have done something there and if he's in town. I know that he's, this time of year is when he usually comes back to start working on that. So, but here's the situation with the housing. It's for 18 months. It's for the individuals for 18 months. And then they have to return the trailer back to FEMA and go from there. And it's not for secondary homes. It's for primary residents. Just keep that in mind when you start looking at that. So that number of 129 people will probably deplenish quite often. It will probably be down to about 25 or 30 when it's all said and done. So, because if you join that program, you have to have a federal inspector come into your residence every month, sit down, and talk to you and requalify every month for 18 months on that.
The other thing I had is in storms in the past, we've had a lot of residents or people in this area go off to work these storms and stuff, and it seems like this storm that happened in our hometown, a lot of them didn't even get an opportunity to get in line to do any work in the county.
That the reason for that was the DOT had those contracts. The county did not entertain any of those contracts. So when the folks called about, hey, I want to work with debris or something to that nature, we gave them the contractor's information, and that contractor was out of Texas. Mm-hmm. So if they brought in all their trucks from Illinois, Texas, Vermont, wherever they come from, and they said, we're not hiring, we couldn't do anything with that. That was a state contract that they initiated. It's something we did not initiate.
So, I appreciate the information. I've had several ask me about
that. I know that one of the things with, I'm going to use WC, for example, hauling light poles and all the telephone poles and everything else. He worked for Florida Power at the time. I think that's who their contract was with, was Florida Power. Florida Power doesn't serve this area. So it didn't work for him. So that's where that's at, on that side of it. I wish we could have gotten more individuals to work coming in, but that's where it's at. The last thing I do have, Mr. Yeah, David, I know you were fixing to ask. I was contacted, myself and Mr. David were contacted by a Mr. Hurst that owns property right outside of Horseshoe about his 4 acres and all the debris that was washed up into his property, about getting the county or that contractor to pick it up off his property. I advised him, and I think Mr. David advised him the same thing, get it to the right-of-way and we'll pick it up. He went and emailed and contacted the governor's office, and that has come back down to us here within the county. And my statement is still the same. If it gets to the right-of-way, we will pick it up. I say we. It will be DOT picking up that debris. When I say we, being that the count, it's a contract within the county, that's who's going to be picking that debris up. It will not be Dixie County and themselves picking that debris up. So if you hear anything on that, that's where that's at, because I can't ask that contractor to go and pick that on his property when I have people in First District asking the same thing. So just keep that in mind, folks. I know that it's none of his debris. It's all of the residents from Horseshoe. It's their debris, because that's where it washed up and that's where it
landed.
That's where it all landed.
When I was in his yard, none of it.
So yeah, it's none of his debris on that side. So he was advised to push it to the right of way. And the county, the contract within the county will pick it up. So.
And gentlemen, before we move on, we've got one more resolution. It was an emergency, state of emergency resolution that we have not ratified or verified, and that's 106.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Anything else?
Steve, if you would get me on the reversing stuff, we'll sit down and go through all that to you and at that truck.
Mr. Scott? Got nothing? Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Thank you,
Mr. Gail.
He fixed the phone there before.
Miss Gail is not here. Holly.
I got it.
Angie.
She's not here either. She's at home.
Mr. Cannon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. If you'll turn to the county manager's report, we have a few items for action and a few information items today. We'll start out. Action item number one, I would request board approval to allow the Old Town Natives 4-H group, is run by Ms. Darwin Scares, to put up fall decorations around the courthouse grounds for the month of October.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Number two, request board approval to purchase a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 in the amount of $51,100.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Number three, y'all voted on and denied. That was the North Central Florida Planning Council Comprehensive Planning Services. But number four, we tabled at the last board meeting. This is a request board approval for the North Central Florida Region Planning Council agreement between Dixie County and the Planning Council for the annual monitoring of hazardous waste generators for fiscal year 2024. And Leon and I had discussed about that as well, and I apologize for not bringing it up with him there. But we would prefer them to continue that service. I mean, it doesn't affect Leon. It doesn't have anything to do with it. I've never handled it in my office. It's always been handled by North Central Florida Region Planning Council, and we, to my knowledge, haven't had any issues with that.
Motion.
Got a motion by Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Thank you. I'd request number five, board approval to continue the annual maintenance service agreement with Answer Advisory, which is GSG, for the fire, solid waste, and mosquito control assessment program.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number six, I would request board approval to advertise for roll-off trash hauling services on an as-needed basis for solid waste.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Okay, number seven, as y'all requested at the last meeting, this is board approval for road or driveway repairs on the following roads. There's four different roads. If you'll turn in your packet, we'll review each road individually.
Just so that we're totally clear, this is the under the state of emergency that y'all are able to do. This is a procedure that y'all have put in place where any private citizen who requests assistance approaches and has the county manager, road department, someone, whoever's assigned to go out and assess the needs, and then they come before y'all for you to vote on them. So just want to make sure y'all understood that that's what it was, and for the public to know that this is where we handle that procedure.
Yeah. So the first one on the list is at 289 Northeast 573rd Street. This is to the west of Chaffetz Road. This was actually, it's going to be about 15 loads of lime rock to be fixed, but there's a couple of sand pits in here. And we had a lot of tree debris, and this actually come from emergency services where we had an ambulance get stuck. So we need to, I would recommend this one to take place.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
The second one is off of 545th. Let me get to the map on it, I apologize. Okay, and this is up off of State Road 349. It's going to take about four loads of limestone to fix it. It should be in your packet right there.
How many loads?
Four loads.
Motion.
We got a motion. Hatch.
Second.
Got a second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Where's the next one at? 601 is a driveway that we had. It's two loads of rock. It's actually right across from Mr. Gainey's property, and we rode down it. There's a couple potholes on it. It was requested. I didn't see no immediate concern or hear back from them that it would affect emergency services. But again, the road department reviewed it and said it could use two loads of rock if it was approved. I don't see an immediate need at this time.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
I didn't see it. I would recommend that we not approve that one based on the fact that it's not an emergency need. This is something we could possibly get to after, but that would be my recommendation.
So what are you saying, to do it or don't do it?
No.
It sounded like you said we could get back to it after emergency.
I did say that. This is a private road, so we could not get back to it. But if it's not an emergency need, then I don't think it qualifies to be repaired during an emergency.
All right. Well, what about the one right beside the...
The road superintendent looked at it, put it on the list. I'm good with it. Y'all vote the way y'all want to vote.
We got Mr. Hatch is still keeping his motion to approve. Do I have a second motion?
I don't know.
going once. Motion died, lack of a second.
Hate that when that happens.
Please, Rod. Okay, number four on the list, Mr. Chairman, is off of County Road 349 at 4775 Southeast Highway 349. This, the road superintendent reviewed this one. He said it would take six loads of limestone to probably repair this. This is an area, from the best of my knowledge, the individual is got contractors in and out of there. I think they're building a home on it. We did do a little background check on it, and all I could find permitted right now, and I could follow back up with Leon again after the meeting, but it doesn't appear that there is a building permit currently there. But there is a need. The road is could be repaired, but I don't see the immediate emergency need on that one as well.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve by Mr. Hatch.
Do I have a second?
What is the attorney's?
Yeah.
The same thing here. If it's not an emergency, I would recommend that we not proceed.
Is there a structure in there?
According to what Mr. Cannon said, there's not even.
Is there any structures in there? Let's just put it that way.
I'm not aware of that. I didn't personally go there. I know that there's a permit for a 200-amp pole that just got redone. How many months ago?
February
of this year.
Now, if Leon can't get in there to do his job, we ain't going to never have nothing in there. So our job is to protect person and property.
You know, and I didn't drill into it. We went to one of my staff members at a place that didn't have power.
Yeah.
Person and property is what we're supposed to protect.
The road superintendent just evaluates and tells how much material it is and that there is, the road is damaged, but he can't determine if it's protecting personal, you know.
What I see on this, and again, gentlemen, I'm not trying to be the naysayer on the, up here advising y'all. I see emergency services accessible. It's not yet.
My motion stands.
Is there a house down there? No.
I can't verify that for sure. I haven't been in there on the property.
I mean,
is there a building permit pulled on that besides the 200?
I wasn't prepared to research that.
You can't get in there.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Going once. Going twice. Motion denied. Well, motion
died. I want
other,
me and y'all asking all them questions on the first one that he brought up. How many people does that road service, Dwayne?
Which one, sir?
The very first one. He made a motion on it that died on the floor.
One resident.
One resident. They're important. What was the assessment on that one? Did it have emergency services?
It is accessible at this time. It just has some trouble. You know, there is some potholes in it. There is some damaged roadway. It would take two loads of material to fix it. That's on the first one y'all denied.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
I mean, it is some emergency services accessible.
At this time.
That's on the first one. Might not be tomorrow. That's
the one y'all denied, which would have been
like the third one down.
Yeah, off of 601 Street.
There's a citizen.
Yeah, there's a citizen at all of them.
No,
I meant just one. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, there is a residence on that one. I'm sorry. You're right. I misunderstood you.
All right. A young man back there in the back behind the pole. I couldn't.
Well, since we're dealing under the state of emergency and can't access it, I sure would like if somebody could. My boat.
I can't answer that, Mr. Chairman. Y'all actually either last meeting or meeting before we approved to assist that because he allowed his site to be used for that FEMA, what is it, the DNC site where they dropped everything?
I think we've already addressed that.
It's been addressed. It's going to get cleaned up.
We've already agreed to help you fix that.
We're going to get it cleaned up with all that debris and all. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
So, Mr. Chairman, I have, so if there is any more discussion on the road repairs, it appears that I have number 1 and 2 approved for fix, and number 3 and 4 that died for lack of second. Number 8, I need board approval to get quotes to clean out the canal systems from storm debris based off of the stormwater task force recommendation.
Motion.
Y'all don't vote not to do them, or?
No, it died for lack of second, unless somebody else is going to, I mean.
Yeah. No procedure. When it dies, it's dead.
I know.
Nothing to vote on.
Yeah, there is. We still got problems in the driveways. There is something to vote on.
It's a private road.
I know, all four of them is. But there is something to vote on there. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it.
He's saying somebody needs to vote to deny it, Mr. Chairman. I know, but he's saying now it died from a second to approve it, so somebody needs to make a motion to deny it.
Yeah, because it
that's
it
what he said. He said it's still left unattended. He's right. Mr. Chairman, he is right. So you request of motion to deny.
Three. We just, that was a lack of a, Mr. Mark was wanting to approve it, so he didn't have a second, so I need a motion to deny it.
I also move to make the motion of that based upon the attorney's recommendation that there was no need, they could get the ambulances and stuff in and out of there at this time.
We got
based
a motion.
Based
Mr.
upon
Stevenson.
Our recommendation.
Do I have a second?
We're going to die too.
I'll second.
We got a second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
No.
Same thing with number 4. I need a motion to deny. Mm-mm.
I'll make the motion again, I guess.
The
attorney's recommendation.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, to deny.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor? Aye.
No.
And the reason why I'm doing this is because during the flood, I had a pile of people in my district, elderlies, that it finally dried up. But for a while, you couldn't take a four-wheel drive to get in there to them. And they got denied. We went in there and smoothed them out.
Mm-hmm.
They good right now. So, there we go. Okay, all right, number 8.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, number 8. Board approval to get quotes to clean out the canal systems from the storm debris based off of the Stormwater Task Force recommendation. This is what Commissioner Hatch was discussing. We had a meeting earlier this week. There is some areas in those canals, which is the Twin Lakes Canal System, Old Town Residential System, and the Airport Canal System, which our road department has cleaned out the majority of the ones out of the Airport Canal System.
Yep.
But the other two was the ones to where you don't have access on the side. You actually got to get in the ditch.
In the ditch.
Yeah, so if y'all approve me to get some quotes to have them move forward with it, once we pay this out, get it cleaned up, if y'all so choose to go that route, I will submit it. We'll submit it to the state for some storm relief, but we can't guarantee that because it falls into that same thing.
You move forward,
so. You got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, and a second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Who's second? David Osteen.
Osteen.
Thank you.
Dwayne, on that, is there a way to get, I know that you're working on the deeds and everything else for the town to own those canals. If the county had that done.
To where we own it.
To where we own the canals. Where they go all the way to the Gulf from Perfect. 340
perfect
now it runs all the way through. It's, they can't, there's no possible way of denial because the county owns local government versus it's a waterway that should be maintained by the town or whatever up on private property.
Understood.
I know that we're working on the quick claim deed or the
right, the
so currently we have the right of entries from the timber company, and it's a perpetual easement, but no, they would not provide ownership. I've beat that to death.
He did.
But he is correct. I mean, if we could get ownership. Sir?
That would take court action. It is very possible.
I mean, that way there will be no...
You better not lose it, though.
But the thing is, if
you'll never get back on it.
There wouldn't be any way that they could fight not paying or reimbursing the county on the maintenance and...
Right.
I said the maintenance, the clean out of that canal.
And that's the only way they're going to stay cleaned out for the rest of our time. But
yeah, and that's a, not just with the timber company. This is with our private citizens also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when these were done, you know, 100 years ago, they should have claimed them then, but it wasn't done. Mm-hmm. 100 years ago, most of that was uninhabited property anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we're at now.
That's all that I had on the manager's report for action. However, you know, based off of talking to Mr. Tim Johnson with Solid Waste and Commissioner Hatch, there's another item that we need to address along with y'all discussed and voted on about going back to normal operation on our C&D out at the Hill. But the issue we've run into recently with some commercial C&D, I guess, businesses who provide that or bring it out there to our stock. So our fees out there for C&D is $35 a ton for your clean C&D, but the dirty C&D, which is a mixed load, considered a mixed load, it has not only your building material, but it has your garbage, your residential garbage, and your pressure treated woods. All that has to be hauled off silica because we're not permitted for that to be in our C&D and Hill. Currently, that's only at $70 a ton. Commissioner Hatch, there, I think we need to raise that rate to encourage these contractors to sort it out like we're requesting, because they would just assume pay what that amount is, not to have to separate it. It's easier for them to pay the low rate than to separate it.
Right.
Is I guess what I'm saying.
And then it's costing the taxpayers more money because it's taking us longer to separate all of it.
So it's a vicious cycle. That is only at $70 a ton. Commissioner.
You know
what I mean? I suppose y'all, if y'all would like to raise it.
Yeah,
I need to do it.
$150.
A ton. Motion?
Motion.
We got a motion of Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
So we're raising the mixed loads or the dirty C&D to $150 a ton on the C&D Hill.
C&D stays at 35, trash
clean.
Stays at 50, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Trash stays at 50, mix goes to 150.
Who seconded that?
Mr. Wood. And everybody agreed.
Okay. Ma'am?
Today.
Effective when?
Today.
10-5?
What? Well, how do y'all do that, Della? Y'all call the time out? 11:50.
Only on stuff we. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. Head of Solid Waste, greatly appreciate that. Information items that we've handled over the past couple weeks. Number one, last Wednesday, the 27th, we did submit the 5 requests to the House and the Senate appropriations. You have those in your email request, and they are as follows: the flood and stormwater mitigation phase 2. Sheriff Evidence Building Phase 2, EMS Maintenance Facility, the County Courthouse, the Tax Collector's Office Expansion, and the new library. So those are the 5 that is submitted right now to Corey Simon on the Senate side, and then to Jason Shove on the House. I'll begin to set up those meetings over the next few months for us to go up to Tallahassee and petition for those appropriations requests. Number 2, the county offices will be closed this coming Monday, October the 9th, in observation of Columbus Day. Except for the clerk of court.
Almighty right.
The board is not over. I apologize for that. Number 3, on November 16th, which is the night meeting, is when we'll have our reorganizational meeting for the Board of County Commissioners for the chair and the vice chair. And also at that time, we'll present, well, we've already presented it to y'all today for y'all's members, your committee assignments. So on that day, on that night in November, so y'all got a month, 2 months to review it basically and decide on who y'all want to be the chairman and vice chair and how y'all want to split up those committees or keep them the same. Just be mindful of that because normally that is a 2 month process when I bring it up. So, and then the last thing that I have is the forestry packet. The yearly submittal is in the main packet. If y'all have any questions or concerns, we can address that. But forestry has done us a great job, and they've assisted us on all these burns, and we appreciate their partnership. So, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have to report this time.
Just a reminder, the conservation meeting is going to be Monday, October the 30th at 11.
That is correct.
What now?
The delegation meeting.
When is that now?
Monday, October 30th at
11. October 30th.
That's here in these chambers, too. Yes. It'll be hosted by Jason Schoaf and Corey Simon. And they will ask for someone to speak on y'all's behalf at that meeting.
When is it?
October the 30th.
Monday.
Our chairman will step right in there and do a fantastic job.
We'll do the best we can. I'm good at thanking them.
Yeah, normally that comes with, we appreciate y'all, and I'll turn it over to the county manager.
That's exactly right.
Yep. I didn't say it wasn't secret.
11.
Here in the courtroom, or here in the board office.
Monday.
October 30th. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything?
Nope, Dwayne, no. I got my.
Is that it, Mr. Dwayne?
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right. Ms. Watson.
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
We have prepared the deed for the 5 acres to go to the Sheriff's Office training facility. We did get those surveys back, so the deed is prepared. I know y'all have voted to do that. It is ready for the chairman to sign, so that project is completed. I am working on some other issues that y'all give me. Hope you will have some movement on those, one of them being still the no smoking in the parks. And I've drawn a blank. I should have filled out my report. But there was three different ordinances that we're working on getting together for y'all, if I'm not mistaken. And so should have some of those ready for you coming forth.
Is that it? Thank you. Ms. Hickenbottom?
I do have one other thing. Excuse me. I have reviewed the documents that Ms. Dillon, Barbie, and the clerk's office have been diligently working on. As you know, we've had some issues with some of our minutes from meetings and resolutions and such, but there's no records that we've been able to find. You have in your packet towards the back quite a few of these. So to expedite this procedure, I'm going to read these and ask you gentlemen to vote on them. I know this is going to be a little tedious. I'm not these old minutes were not. All we're doing is reaffirming that this is the best records we've got, and we're moving forward to getting them to records so that there is a record of some sort. We're not certifying that anything on that is anything other than what Ms. Bell was able to capture from either handwritten notes or recordings. Because many of you are not employed in this time frame you may have been in, but again, that's been a few years. The first on your list is 2019-01. It's an emergency declaration extension. It was, in the minutes, it was approved on
3/9/15.
And as you know, we have a different current count. So we would ask y'all to affirm that declaration. Motion.
We got a motion.
Thank you,
got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor. Aye.
2019-58, a special exception, Michael and Brandy Smith. Date approved was August the 1st of 19. It appears, and again, Gene Hickenbottom and David Osteen, but it was missing the clerk's signature.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
2019-59, it was a proclamation. for Smokey Bear's 75th birthday on August 1st, 2019. David Osteen.
Motion.
Oh, we got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Uh-huh. 2019-75, a fire assessment, September 12th of 2019. Mark Hatch and Jody Stevenson, it was missing a clerk's signature.
Motion.
Oh, Jamie Story, excuse me.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Uh-huh.
2019-76, solid waste assessment, September 19th of 2019.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Uh-huh.
2019-77, carrying forward the 9/11 fees. That was on September 12th again. Missing clerk signature.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
2019-78, tentative millage. That was September 12th. Missing clerk signature.
Motion,
Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
2019-79, a tentative budget, September 12th, 2019, missing a clerk's signature.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
A second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
2019-90, a variance for John and Kimberly Colonna, missing the chairman and clerk's signature and seal on this one.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
2019, analog to the Seminole Tribe, 11-7 of 19, missing clerk signature and seal.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
2019-105, second amendment sanctuary, December the 5th.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
On your second page.
Three pages.
And this is not all, gentlemen. This is
just this batch.
This batch. We are trying to keep up to a reasonable amount, but 19 and 20 is pretty sketchy in the record book. January 3rd of 19, regular board meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
January 17th, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Uh-huh.
February 7th, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
February 21st, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen,
second
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Uh-huh.
March 7th, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion.
Mr. Wood, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
March 21st, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen.
Second
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
March 21st, 2019, at workshop airport plan.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
April 4th, regular meeting.
Motion.
Mr. Osteen.
Second
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
April 18th, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
May 2nd, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
May 16th, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen. Second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
May 16th, workshop, Horseshoe Canal.
Motion, Mr. Wood. Second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
June 6th, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
June 20th, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
July 3rd, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
On your last page. July 18th, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion,
Mr. Osteen.
Second
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
August 1st, 2019, regular meeting.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
September 5th, special assessment workshop.
Motion,
Mr. Stevenson, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
September the 5th regular meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
September the 12th and 19th, 10 to 10.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
September the 19th, regular meeting.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
September the 24th, 19th, special meeting, final budget.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
October the 3rd, regular meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
October the 17th, regular meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
November the 7th, regular meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Aye.
November the 21st, 19 regular meeting.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
December the 5th of 19 regular meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
December the 19th of 19 regular meeting.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Here's the other four pages.
All right, we done?
Well, I am done.
You done? Miss Hickenbottom.
I just want to thank my finance staff. When I came in January of 21, I had one little girl in my finance office, and we built a very good team since then. But this week I thought I was going to lose them. So I just want to say I appreciate them, and I thank y'all for sticking it out.
Yes,
yes. Thank y'all very
sure
much. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Brenda.
Thank you. Okay. So I just have two quick little things. A lot of times when we're working on budget, the salaries for the elected officials always comes out like after the fact when the constitutional officers have to have their budget to us by, you know, June 1st. So for Ms. Starlett, she has asked for a budget increase. I gave you all kind of a little informational packet. And this is just to kind of do it formally. But it will amend her budget by $6,655 that we will have to increase it to cover her new salary. So if I could just get a motion for that.
Motion.
Is that a motion, Mr. Stevenson? Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the second one is going to be actually the same scenario, but it's going to be for Ms. Michelle Cannon. We are asking for a budget increase of $11,844.08.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Okay, that's really all I have. We do have the budget books that we have finished printing, so we will hand those out as well and get them to department heads as well. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Ah, commissioner items. Mr. Wood.
All I got is clean up in District 2 is coming along really well. I'm happy with it. They were hauling it out of there at a rapid rate.
They really are.
Yeah.
Making a dent in it for sure. I've leaned on my solid waste guys in the road department for the last 2 weeks, and just wanted to say that Tim and Stevie's done a really, really good job.
They have. If I ask for something, it's usually the same day.
Yep.
And I've asked them, believe me. Mm-hmm. And I even had to get the sheriff's office to help me out. So I'm pleased with them. They stepped up.
Not with our employees, are they, right?
No.
No, they've all done a wonderful job.
Yep.
And I think that's all I got.
Everybody's doing good.
Just like what Daniel said, just changed the district from 2 to 3. Same thing. Everybody's done a really good job. Do have a couple things down in Swanee. These roads, we need to look at something seriously on them and these channel markers. I know at McGriff Pass, I don't know who owns it. If the Coast Guard don't own it, the federal people don't own it, we own it, who owns it? But If we don't get some town markers put back up in these places, we're going to have somebody get killed. And then we'll find out who really does own the thing.
Yeah.
So roads and channel markers, probably need to look at channel markers across the whole coastline, honestly. Sherrod Island Road, I don't know where we're at with it.
That'll be a PW on it. We've already got the cost estimate. North Florida, they come and evaluated it for us. We'll submit that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is, and Dwayne, I'm sorry about blindsiding you on this one. I want to know what the cost of our lime rock is. We got to do something with lime rock, whether we get out of business, get into business, whatever we do. But our rock crusher is costing this county a fortune.
So a cost evaluation of producing a load of lime rock, or lime rock in general.
What lime rock costs this county or county taxpayers, ever how you want to word it. But the cost on lime rock is, I think, honestly, we're probably cheaper buying it than we are trying to produce it. But that's my opinion only.
Yeah.
But I know this rock crusher, I'd like the cost analysis on this rock crusher, too. Running time, downtime, maintenance time, because it's astronomical. I know Hutch is doing a good job with trying to get us rock where we need to get it, but as far as lime rock trucks following each one of our motor graders once a week, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week, 5 week, rotating it around, they ain't been in District 3 in about 4 months now. So I don't know how it's been in y'all's district, but, and it's not their fault. It's not that they're just telling us no. They don't have nothing to work with.
They ain't got nothing to haul.
So,
okay,
we need to look at that rock crusher pretty hard. Or get out of the business, one of the two. And other than that, that's all I can think of right now.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, myself and County Manager Mr. Dwayne Cannon was invited to a workshop up in Taylor County about the sailboats in the river. And I expressed my feelings and the citizens down there on both sides of the river that they want those sailboats gone. They're damaging property. They're tearing up docks. Mm. We got three of them on our side, and we got three or four on the banks of the other side tearing up rock. And I want to work with them any way we can to get ordinance to get them out of that river. But, you know, a lot of them, derelict vessels just anchored there. And they had far enough warning before this hurricane got here to move them. They did not move them. So I want to I expressed my concerns over citizens about, you know, sooner or later, something's going like that happen, go to somebody's house and kill them. I want them gone. And I express that, and they're meeting up there too, and they're getting with their attorney and see where if we can legally get them removed or what we can do. And Swain, you got an add to that?
No, sir. That's exactly what
and
what happens.
I think Ms. Cheney's gonna reach out to their attorney and see what we can do.
Yes,
they need to be gone.
I'll reach out to Taylor County's attorney and see if we can't work together to get that resolved. I'm thinking maybe it will fall under derelict vessels, and we'll be able to handle it through that. I do have it on my desk. That was one of the ones I was working on. My apologies. But it is one of the ones I was telling you I was looking at working on, trying to get us something in line that will help with that going forward, not only in St. Hatchie, but possibly Swanee or anywhere else on these derelict vessels.
All I have, I want to thank everybody for all the hard work they've been doing. And I appreciate y'all on the finance. Great job.
It takes
a team. I know. I'm thanking everybody. Thank y'all.
I will pass it on. Thank you.
Mr. Stevenson?
I just want to reiterate what Mark and Daniel said. Thank everybody in the county for stepping up the plate. Steve, you solid waste, especially the Leon, working around the truck to try to get some power back on these residents and get them heated back up. I know you went way and beyond and above what you was supposed to do to try to help the citizens get back up and get them running. I really certainly appreciate that. The other thing that I got is my attorney, when we was going over these roads here, forgot to mention that one that we passed a while ago is also accessible. There was only one road that is not accessible for the fire and ambulance to get to. So I think we need to go back and rehash that one that says it is accessible, because if we're going to rock that one, then we need to rock the other two.
That's right.
Because I want everybody, want everybody to be treated the same.
That's right.
So we was denying them on because it said they was not accessible for rescue itself. So after further research, there's only one road that says it's not accessible. And we've got two approved. So I think we need to deal with that.
Yeah. I made a motion to approve it. And I'll make another motion to approve it.
I'm a little confused as to the motion.
What it is.
So we got to rehash it.
It's number two.
255 Northeast 545 Avenue.
And if you look on the survey.
The motion was by Commissioner Hatch and seconded by Commissioner Wood. And it got approved.
But it is accessible, but I mean, she didn't step up with that until the third one, the other one, come up.
Okay. I would make the same recommendation here. If it's accessible and it's not an urgent need, then I would say not. I would recommend not.
I made a motion to approve it.
It's already approved.
I know. Y'all vote.
Well, it's already approved, so we'd have to go back and
do it if we don't do it.
Somebody's got to appeal the motion to approve it. I'm not doing that. That was my motion. My motion's going to stand as a motion to approve it.
And it's not been approved.
Right. But y'all can easily repeal the motion if you wanted to. Tana can walk you through that.
And you just make a motion to appeal it and deny it.
All I'm saying is we need to treat everybody the same. If we're going to put rock on that one, we need to put rock on the other side.
I agree. Motion to do all that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
We need to
back to the ones that we denied.
He can't
approve.
No? Yeah. No, we got to have a motion to appeal the approval of the standing approved motion. Oh, God, y'all. It sounds a lot simpler.
It is simple.
It's got to appeal the approval.
That's all you got to do.
Do we have a which one? Appeal the approval?
I so move.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So we got appeal
Mr. Stevenson
the approval.
Yeah. All.
No,
just
255.
We denied two that was accessible, and we were passed one that is
accessible. And that one's accessible.
We were basing that upon her recommendation that the ones that are accessible should not be
passed.
Now, I mean,
and that
one there,
and I agree,
is accessible, and we passed it.
It's this right now.
Mm-hmm. It's 255.
She didn't speak up until the third one came in line when she
and we didn't find it.
In her defense, y'all didn't ask the question. She was not asked to speak, right?
So we got... All right, now where are we going, Ms. Chang?
There's a motion to appeal it right now.
We got a motion to appeal it.
To appeal it.
Second.
We got a second by Mr. Wood to appeal it. All in favor? Aye.
I so move to disapprove. I will not vote yes.
You oppose again.
No, I'm opposing. Jody's so moved, so I'm so disapproving. I want to be consistent.
Okay.
Well,
and
I don't
need to make
this.
Well, that's what Mr. Jody's doing.
I want everybody to
claim.
I mean, I don't.
You're right, Jody.
I want them all approved.
Mr. Chairman, now we need a motion to deny the repair on road 255 Northeast to 545th Avenue Old Town.
Y'all heard that? The motion to deny the
motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, to deny.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor? Aye.
No.
Mr. Wood is one, and Mr. Stevenson two.
Okay.
And I didn't hear nobody else but me. I'm for denying it, because I'm like, if we're gonna prove one, we need to prove all of them.
Yeah.
I agree with Mr. Mark on that. We got one that Amulet got stuck on. It needs to be fixed. The rest
I
of
think
them,
you need to get to them before the ambulance gets stuck. That's my personal opinion. It's already a problem out there. My personal opinion, if it's got potholes and your damn ambulance is going to get stuck and we're going to wait until they get stuck, that's shame on us.
That's not what, again, when we assess it for accessibility, it's not that it's got potholes.
Mud holes creates ambulances problems. And then whenever we got somebody laying out there that needs our ambulance and they cannot get them because they're stuck in the driveway, a pothole that we said, well, we ain't got a problem. We can assess it today. But today's not the problem. Tomorrow, the next day, and the rain, and this, that, and other, that's your problem. So that's why I'm so stuck on
fixing all of them.
Approving them and fixing them. If we can't fix them, you can't go back and fix something after the fact. So it was a problem. Come before us. A road superintendent looked at it. He said yes. He gave you all the problem. He said yes. It gave you the amount of loads. And just because an ambulance ain't got stuck yet, or a fire truck ain't got stuck yet, or Leon ain't got stuck yet, or law enforcement ain't got stuck yet, it's not a problem.
Our road superintendent's only assessing him. He's not making a record.
And if he thought it needed zero lime rock, he would have said zero lime rock.
Yeah. All I'm going to do is I'm going to follow that. We pay our attorney to guide us,
yep,
and lead us to what we're supposed to do and not do.
Well,
and when she recommends something,
that's
I'm going to follow those lines.
That's fine. But what I'm telling you, I'm going to do the same thing until I see that we can fix something to bar off a problem. I'm going to always vote to fix it.
There wasn't even a structure on that one. I can't see.
Well, there can't be a structure on it and because they can't get in there. Too.
He isn't arguing with him.
All right, so is all that handled correct?
I don't know. I got so many lines going. Do I fix them or not?
Ah.
Don't ask me.
Anything else, Mr. Stevens?
That's all I got. Sorry for all the confusion, but I just want everybody to be treated the same.
Yep, that's it. All right, it's my turn. We had a wonderful looking crowd today. We didn't cause no issues. It's not over yet, but I want to thank, we thank all our employees and everything, but I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people, a lot of neighbors, the whole county, each and every one of us, we help one another. I want to thank our whole county, and when I say whole county, you, the people who live here, I want to thank you for helping your neighbors, because going in and out that hammock, a lot of people that live out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. We help one another.
Mm-hmm.
When I was finally squeezed out, I had a man stop me. Jamie, can I? I said, I'm not going to tell you no. Have at it. Get your chainsaw. Get the neighbors. Get your tractor. I said, if anybody tells you no, you tell them to call me. I said, you got my permission to fix our roads if that's to get the logs and stuff out of it. So I want to thank our citizens for helping one another in that situation.
I'm glad you said that, because it's a shame that we rely on our citizens so much to clean our right of ways and then we can't help them in return.
But now it's y'all's turn. All right, I got two signed up. They're going to get to speak first. Mr. John, come on up here to the podium. Yep, going right up there and state your name. And
John Jones. My wife and I have bought
John Jones.
Yes, my wife and I have bought a property in July. You can't come to July? Sorry. In that time, we have been staying in RV resorts. It's Airbnb for RVs. It's like personal people that rent out their land. At this time, we're paying thousands of dollars to stay on these places every month. We have property that we bought that has the power pole on it, the septic, the well, everything. The well and septic needs certified as well. The septic did get certified. I'm sorry. But we're trying to, we have a home being ordered and built to go. We're a week or two away from having it closed on. We have an appraisal from a contractor and everything to try to get the house, the land, the dirt pad put down and everything, but we're trying to get a temporary RV status or anything like that just till then, because it's costing us so much to live off our land.
Come talk to me.
Yep. Talk to that man out there.
Mm-hmm. I've been to your office a couple of times and he's...
So you got a home, you're building a house or you got a mobile home?
Got a four-bedroom mobile home being built. It's in the process of closing right now. The loan I had.
So if you pull the permit for the mobile home, then you're automatically granted.
We're in the process of that. We haven't closed with the loan yet. The problem is, at 2 months we got.
But what Mr. Leon's saying is, if you're in that process, you've already got a permit. You should have done.
We haven't got the permit yet. We have the home. I can show you everything.
Get up with Mr. Leon. He can straight.
You and him can.
He can help you. He's the man. Thank you. Miss Mary.
As you know, with the hurricane, a lot of this got damaged. Even when I have a roof that's leaking.
Trying
your
to
name.
Find a roof for out
Mary,
here.
Miss Mary, will you state your name, please?
Oh, Mary Goodrich. Trying to find a roofer out here is really hard because of all the damage that's going on and everybody's backed up. You got these companies coming in here for one. I don't recommend anybody calling them, okay? They're a water damage company is what they are. When your insurance company denies you, they will come in. They will want all your insurance papers. They will claim you're going to have somebody come out and tarp your roof, extract the water from your home, and clean up all the mold. And then they're also going to have a public adjuster, okay, contact you. They're going to come out and inspect. They want all of your insurance information. So they will tell you everything is free. Well, if you search, nothing's free in this world. What they're doing is, once they get your insurance information, they try to force you into signing a contract with them. And when you sign that contract with them, they go after your insurance company. You're thinking it's all free, and in the end, what it is the public adjuster gets 10% off the top. So let's say your insurance company decides to settle for $20,000. Public adjuster gets 10% of that $20,000. That's $2,000. Well, for the tarping, for the water removal, for the mold, they're charging $6,844.81. That's not including any other repairs that they do for you. So by the time you get your money back from the insurance company, you ain't got no money to buy a roof. So this is a legal scam going on in our county, and I was wondering if there's anything you can do about these companies going around, because if I didn't research it, I'd be on their list. Yeah. And we got a lot of elderly out here to look out for.
And Ms. Goodrich, I should have said this a while ago when I was talking. The SHIP program, I just got out of one of my meetings a couple of weeks ago. The SHIP, and I want y'all to listen to me now. SHIP program, up to the 20th of October, is going to take applications to whoever's roofs has been damaged. You need to go out there to out beside the jail and fill out an application. They're going to go through them. They're going to go through them real hard. There ain't going to be a guarantee they're going to fix your roof, but they are going to fix some roofs in Dixie County. So if you know anybody that's on them out and, you know, I know you in a tight situation, money, go out there to the Economics Council and fill out the application for the roof. And it may take them 6-8 months to do that process. We just have to be patient with them. And very good possibility that you might be one of the ones they can fix. And they told me if you got money from FEMA, let them know that, because they may take that money from FEMA, that what you got and what money they can get, and do more fixing on your house with that combined it. Then what little bit, because what I'm understanding is FEMA's only giving people just a little bit. It's not enough to fix. If you got a roof, bad roof leak, it's a whole lot more than what you're getting from FEMA. So with the SHIP program and what FEMA's going on, you possibly could get a whole new roof and some more damage done in your home complete. So, and I apologize for that. I should have brought that up a while ago.
Okay. My thing is, I mean, my damages aren't extreme, thank God. They're calling it wind-driven rain,
mm-hmm.
which I thought that was a hurricane policy, but obviously not. So I do have some small leaks.
Go out there and
find
out. I don't know. You know, I don't know what, you know, Mr. Peter, Harrison and all them, they kind of said, take it out there, fill it out. They'll send someone out there and assess it, and they may fix it. They may not.
And I hate to say this, but there are people out there, I know of one in particular that has had a roof and tarp over their roof for a year, and they're getting help from FEMA because it was done by the storm, and it was not.
Yep.
So these people that were affected by the storm
can't get the help.
Yes.
See, that's what,
about it,
that's what Ms. Pearson said. They're going to send their own people out there to investigate it. But now it may take 6 to 8 months, whatever. 9 months to get something done. I know Mr. Hatch had got a call from an elderly man, same as I have, months and months and months ago about trying to get his bathroom redone. Well, they just contacted this man in the last week. I don't know if Mr. Hatch knows that. And they in process of going to fix him and his wife's bathroom. That's the kind of people that they need it.
Okay, well, that's...
You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but, like, if I didn't come to this meeting and I didn't bring this...
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so is there a way to get this out there so that people do help?
That's what we're working on. Working on getting this announced better than what I have been announcing it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did Matt, Stephanie, or him say anything about, I'm going to just use Miss Mary because she's standing there, and I know she lives in a mobile home, a brand new one. She just
brand new one.
So, whenever we allocate, got a question? You want me to finish?
No, go ahead.
We allocate our monies out through our SHIP funding. Our mobile home is so small that normally it gets eat up, and a third of the people don't even get serviced. So, with it being storm-related, is that number still in play or not? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's what he's working on. He's trying to get that fixed because that, if Miss Mary goes there, Leon goes there, Steve goes there, Mr. Ward goes there, well, probably Mr. Ward, Leon, and maybe Steve will not get service, but she will. So that's not right either. So we got some problems within our SHIP program whenever it comes to storm-related stuff, and that's why they was wanting to come over here and set up like they did in 2014, 15, somewhere right through there, and do this application process. But we need to look at that also, because if you remember, Dwayne, we had to change that number from 10
to
25.
That's correct.
So the number that did not get changed was the mobile home side of it.
Well, they didn't say nothing about no mobile home. They just said roofs.
I know, but roof
emergency repair. Emergency repair.
Yeah, but roof goes mobile home and homes are completely different. That's why there's so much small amount of money in our SHIP going into mobile homes. That's why that waiting list is about 4 years long.
Can't wait 4 years.
I know.
Sorry.
But to me, I think, honestly, with this program, what he just said is a little ridiculous, too. 6-8 months, I mean, to me, that's...
Six, 8 months worth.
Yeah,
all right. But now, the reason why it's taking that long is, you ask Mr. Leon, you got so many roofs damaged, and you got all these new construction going on, you got a roofer, contractor roofer. Where is he going to go? He's going to go where he can make the most money at first.
Right.
Then, oh, this is out for bid, ship program. Well, the ship program says, this is what kind of money we got. Do you want to fix it, or do you want to go over and make more money? That's the reason why it's taking so long to get it. And that's out of our hands there. That's all on the...
I didn't say that to kick at you.
No, I know that.
If my roof's leaking, and to take 6 to 9 months for a program to go fix my roof, I'm going to fix it myself.
Well, but if you're able to fix it yourself, some people
a 5 gallon bucket of tar don't cost that much to fix a roof.
$20.
So, but at the end of the day, if we're going to really help people, we can't expect them to wait 6 to 9 months while mold and everything else. So, I don't know. I'm not kicking out your time frame, but I'm saying the time frame sucks.
Oh, I know it.
He got points because in 2017, when Irma came through where I was living, a tree came down on my roof. FEMA came in. I got nothing from FEMA. No help, no nothing. I had no insurance. Had to fix it all myself. Got in this program, Rebuild Florida. Assessed everything. Proved to me right away for a brand new home. By the time they were ready to give me the new home, my home was all fixed, redone, and sold. Just so you know, some programs just
takes time.
Just can't wait.
Yep. Thank you, Miss Mary.
Yep. And this will make the burden better.
I just wanted to piggyback on what y'all were saying. We were trapped in our driveway for 3 days. My neighbors, Johnson, just knew someone came over and was friends and chainsaw and got us out. Other neighbors brought us gas for our generator for 2 of those days. I called Ms. Mars and asked her a question. She got back to me right away. So, and I know I've called all of you gentlemen at least once or twice over the last couple of months, and I just want to say that I really appreciate all that y'all do for us. And the electric company was unbelievable.
Yep.
It was so thank you all very, very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Epstein, all in favor.
I agree.
Turn up.
But what hell?
It just sucks.
It does. Let's chat later.